Hey, I'm gonna call the meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Service District special meeting to order. Can I have a roll call, please?
President Pease.
Here.
Vice President Leet.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
And we'll now go to public comments. Anyone in the public would like to speak, please feel free to address us. Seeing none, we'll close public comment and we'll dispose of it. We're gonna move from open session to closed session per Government Code 54957.7. Legal.
So the Board of Directors for the Town of Discovery Bay will now adjourn to closed session to discuss item D.1 as notified on the agenda.
Okay, I'm gonna reconvene the Town of Discovery Bay Community Service District special meeting. We're in closed session. We apologize for being a little late. We had a couple items that we need to take care of. Resolve what discussions we had, and I'll turn it over to legal.
The Board of Directors for the Town of Discovery Bay have returned from closed session. All of the directors were present for the duration of the closed session, and there is no reportable action. Mr. President, you can adjourn the special meeting and call the regular meeting to order.
So adjourned, and now we'll go into the regular meeting. Roll call, please.
President Pease.
Here.
Vice President Leet.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Okay, and can we join Director Steele and the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, at this point of the meeting, we will go into public comments, and what that means, anyone from the public who wants to address us about any subject that's not on today's agenda can do so, as long as it has something to do with what the district is involved with. We have a 3-minute time limit. There's a little light system up here. In 3 minutes, we'll have to move along so that everybody has a chance. So at this point, is there any public comment? Yes.
My name is Randy Zerow. I was here in January in front of the board discussing the cracks in Coriel Park at pickleball courts. This is August. Those cracks are still there. I don't understand what takes so long to repair cracks. And then again, 2 months ago, we were here as a proposal for two courts at Coriel Park also to be converted to pickleball courts. We have just received 7 new members at our club, and on Saturdays we have 17 people trying to play, and only 8 can play, and there's not enough room on the bench for 8 more to sit. So I don't know what is holding that situation up also, but I feel as though there's no love here involved in this community, and I don't see any action taking place, but then you can spend $15,000 to look for a manager here. So I'd like to hear some results. Get a hold of Bob Lyman, who's in charge of the pickleball club. Thank you.
Thanks for your comment. It has all to do with money. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Oh, wait. Be quick out there. If there's anybody else who would like to address us, if they'd please like to stand over here and be ready to go.
Hi there. I'm just checking to see about the blue green algae. Is that a topic?
That is.
Okay, because I looked at the agenda and I didn't see it specifically, so thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you? Been here less than a year. Thank you. Great community. My wife and I enjoy it. Not sure if this is the right forum, but speeders on Newport, I have to live on Newport. It's pretty bad. I have about 25 years of law enforcement experience. And in a residential neighborhood, I think it's really unsafe. So, is there another forum, or how can we address that?
We have the CHP will address us here. They've been here at the beginning of each month, our first meeting. And they can actually speak with them. We're well aware of the speeding issue.
Okay.
We're doing what we can Sheriff Department has spending a little extra time out here with us.
Hey, Chairman.
Would the city be okay if I had road spikes and I throw them?
I'll get hold of the city. We have Sheriff Department representative. They'll have a little report, so you can get one-on-one with them and voice your.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just had one comment. This gentleman, if you could leave me your name and your contact information. We're also, we have a couple of other people that have expressed something similar, and I'm setting up a meeting with a county traffic engineers are willing to sit down and meet as well. So we're going to try to set something up in the next 30 days or so, and that's in addition to all of the good work of the Sheriff's Department and CHP.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? Seeing none, we'll close public comment and move to area agency reports. So, Sheriff's Department, please.
Good evening, everyone. I like the crowd. Look at that. Good crowd. Last month in Discovery Bay area, we had 511 calls for service with these 45 reports that were taken. Compared to last month, we only had 391 calls for service, so we had a dramatically increase. Calls for service. And right off the bat, I'm looking at the numbers of the calls. A lot of more suspicious vehicles, suspicious person calls came in, which is a good thing. I preach that all the time. I'm glad that we're going to start to call things in. And because of that, our property crimes did go down. I believe it was 3 months ago when I came out here and I said, you know, we were hit hard. I think we had 15, 16 vehicle birds. We had 5 residential birds and 1 knock. That was a lot. Last month, the month before that, I went down to half of that. And then last month, I'm looking at total property crimes down to 5 compared to the number of 7. So, I mean, it's going down. Over the weekend, we did get some people calling in, some suspicious persons. We did make contact with them. We found them in the mail and stuff that they did. We also had a petty theft of a vehicle. Somebody called a suspicious person in and kind of met that description. Officers were responding to locate this individual. Did find a little some property on that person that did meet the description of the person that was giving us, said, hey, this person was there, and looked at the vehicle, some certain items missing. We were able to link to that. So that's a good thing. And that's all because of you guys are calling. We can't do this alone. You guys have to call us. Other than that, I've seen an increase in just people tricking each other at that. People beating up each other, domestics, and it's not outside coming in, it's everything that knows everything. You know, we can't control that. I don't know if it has something to do with the water. And that's kind of what equates to some of your calls we're having too. Yes, building gloves, we have a lot. The statue up there for the end of the topic, we'll see what we're talking about. Speeders have been addressed. We do have a P6 committee meeting. Supervisor Mary has that established. We meet on a quarterly basis. In fact, we just met August, I don't have the date, but August from July. And that was the main topic. And just to give you guys a heads up, in case you don't know, Discovery Bay, forgive me for the time, Discovery Bay does have 2 resident deputies in my division. It's extra on top of the regular being covered up with the Sheriff's Department. And that's what that P6 committee is there for. It's another opportunity for you guys to come out and meet Lieutenant Baron Hobbs, who's in the back right there. He's my boss. We go to that meeting. It's put on by Mary, and we're there to listen to what you guys' concerns are and stuff like that. And if there are some certain things that you guys want to address, such as traffic, as you know, CHP is their call out here for traffic. We're doing what we can, and we do. We have been stepping up enforcement traffic stops for us, but that's what that meeting's there for. It really is. So please show up to that, especially if you've got some concerns like that, because we're there. So that's what it's there for. So other than that,
Thank you very much. Unless they maybe are in civilian clothes, CHP here this evening. I don't see any. So at this time, Supervisor Mary Peacock.
Well, good evening, Mr. Chairman, directors, and neighbors. I am County Supervisor Mary Peacock here to give you a brief report on county business, what's going on at my level, and I will make it brief because I know a lot of you are more interested in the blue-green algae issue. Before I begin, I'd like to introduce Alicia Knuckles. Many of you know her, my field representative. She attends a lot of these meetings on my behalf. I can't make every one of them, and she helps me represent the communities that I serve on the Board of Supervisors. Also with us is Dr. Marilyn Underwood. She is our Environmental Health Director. She operates under the Health Services Department of the county, and Dr. Underwood will hit the blue-green algae issue head-on in just a few minutes. A couple quick updates related to the Delta, an important issue beyond blue-green algae, and that's an important one. I do serve as chair of the Delta Protection Commission, which seats me on the Delta Stewardship Council. And some of you are aware there have been lawsuits against the Delta Stewardship Council's Delta plan, and those lawsuits were successful, including one filed by Restore the Delta, yes, but also the local Save the Delta California Alliance, I think it is, from local Discovery Bay residents. The lawsuits were successful in that they threw out the Delta plan. I'd love to tell you what that means in general, in totality right now, but the courts and both sides, the litigants and the defendants, are still trying to figure that out. The court decisions have been very recent, so the water, if you pardon the analogy, is not quite clear yet on how everybody's going to recover from it. Contra Costa County was a partner with San Joaquin County against the recent Metropolitan Water District acquisition of 5 Delta Islands. I don't know if any of you were directly aware of that. We did sue Metropolitan Water against the purchase of the islands under a CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act violation that they did not perform CEQA, even though there were some declarations they were going to use the islands in the purchase for the water export system, now called Delta Waterfix, has been proposed by the governor. We sued, we lost. The escrow has closed, Met Water has acquired the islands, but we are still pursuing the CEQA issue beyond the actual acquisition phase of Met Water acquiring the islands. Community issues, we are pursuing a Balfour Road shoulder widening project. This will be on shoulder widening from Bixler Road to Sellers Avenue, quite a long extension. It will be quite a large project. We are in eminent domain action right now for property rights for the project site itself and for the shoulder width, and that will be on our board agenda for next Tuesday. Highway 4, we did the last ribbon cutting on the expansion of Highway 4 to 8 lanes, essentially to the foot of the John A. Nedgeby Bridge, also known as the Antioch Bridge. So that is complete. We have Antioch EBART getting close to coming online. Should be a year and a half out. You're seeing them work on the rail lines right now. We had a tour of the EBART train recently. I think it's going to be a really important element for mobility within Eastern Contra Costa County and help create an opening to the end of the cul-de-sac to continue into, hopefully, the Tracy area between Brentwood Discovery Bay and Tracy, past the Byron Airport. Vasco Road Delineator Replacement Project is coming up on the calendar. You should be seeing some information on that coming forward. We're working with the Department, or excuse me, the Division of Boating and Waterways on a town hall for the community regarding invasive aquatic weeds. They are proliferating from Agaria densa, water hyacinth, to South American sponge plant and beyond. DBW is struggling with keeping up on the weeds, but we're working on getting them out to have a town hall to get all of us informed and updated on their progress and efforts. Marsh Creek Road resurfacing project, for those of you who have traveled Marsh Creek Road, that project has been extended to August 12th, so a week more. So if you're driving there out, please be safe and be patient. As always, our roadways are impacted. There's no question. We see that each and every day. I encourage you, as always, to drive safely and drive defensively. And Marilyn will touch on blue-green algae. And I think my last item I will refer to is that I am not running for re-election this year, so I am essentially tapping out. Would like to say it's been an honor and privilege to serve my community and all of you the last 12 years on the Board of Supervisors.
We would certainly like to commend you for all the assistance you've town of Discovery Bay and the entire district, and they've done a tremendous job.
Well, thank you very much. It's our hope as a family that we might be able to get back to water sports, which we ended up inadvertently giving up in our public service, both my husband and I. I'm ashamed to tell you how long it's been that we've been on the boat, so I won't tell you. But it'd be nice to get out on those beautiful waterways that we see up on the picture behind you. It's again, it's been my honor and privilege to serve you, and I'm not going away. I serve for the end of the year, so I'm sure you'll see more of me. But to the subject that's most important, I think, to the room, I will invite Dr. Marilyn Underwood up to come up and give us an update on test results that have been achieved on the blue-green algae and what it means for community and for waterways, what we can do. Come on up here, Marilyn. And there are some handouts that you'll be referring to that are on the table.
Yeah, if you didn't get them, there's, I think, a couple of handouts.
And so if I just may add through the chair, what we're doing is we're moving up agenda item number K2, which is the update of the county environmental health work related to blue-green algae to this time because of the public interest.
Thank you, Board. So hopefully I'll try to address the vote. Thank you all for hearing now. So the county environmental health department, environmental health division, is not really the expert in blue-green algae up until recently. And I think that's good news about that we haven't really seen that occur value in our county. We have seen in other counties they had it last year. Now, we did get one call last year about in Discovery Bay. But this year we started getting more, and Supervisor Keith's office was referring some of these concerns to us. So we scrambled and tried to figure out what we could do, because again, we're not really the experts in this area. But we were advised with the State Water Board, we were in contact with them, that there were some field tests. So these are things that we go out and kind of test in a field. Is there a blue-green algae problem? Is there not? And if there was a blue-green algae problem, then we could take a sample and send it to a lab. Okay? Now, it's not, the test is not necessarily completely just is it present, is it not. It kind of gives you a sense of, but it's not very qualitative. So we had, about, I think, five or six complaints about or concerns about blue-green algae in Discovery Bay, and we went out and sampled about a week and a half ago, I think it's by now. And this was using our field test kit, and we found that there was present, and it kind of indicated that it could be higher levels. So we took a sample, and we were working with the US EPA lab in Richmond, who graciously are analyzing these samples for us. And they then we got the results on Monday, and we shared them with you today. We put out a map. If you haven't seen it, that's the map in the handout. So I just wanted to explain. Let me go over here. If you can't hear me, let me know. So some of these samples we took because we had folks concerned about it, and these were the samples down in the Southwest. We also had a concern up here on Sandpoint Road. We had a concern up here on Beaver Lane in the Willow Lake area. And then we also took samples here, even though we didn't have any people calling in, but we felt like that from a public health department, that was one of the publicly accessible areas. So we wanted to sample there. And then we also wanted to sample the kind of some of the other areas to sort of see, is this just a problem that we're maybe seeing in one area, or are we seeing it in others? So these are now the quantitative value. So these are the results from the USDA lab. And then it's the interpretation provided by the state. So the state has looked at the toxicology studies related to this one toxin that we analyzed, what's called microcystin. And they looked at the toxicology of this, and it's made primarily a hepatotoxin, meaning it can destroy the liver over time. And so they developed values at which they said, at this value of microcystin in the water, it would be a caution. At this slightly higher level, it's a warning. At the higher level of 20, so 1.8 micrograms per liter, 6 micrograms per liter for the warning, and the danger is 20 micrograms per liter. Okay. We got those values back from them, and we looked at those and compared them. Is it higher than 0.8? Is it higher than 6? Is it higher than 4? The ones that are higher than 0.8 but not higher than 6 are the ones in yellow. So those are caution. Okay. The ones in, I should point out first, are the ones in black are the ones that were less than 0.8. So so they don't even rise to the level of caution, okay? And then the ones that, we actually had none between 6 and 20, but we had 4 that were higher than 20. And I will just say substantially higher than 20. It's not like they were 21, 22, they were much higher than that. So what does this mean? And if we can go on to the next one, the signage that were, that has been provided to us, and again, we haven't put this anywhere, but this is kind of the message that would go out to folks about this. What does the caution mean? So a caution means do not swim or wade. And the main concern here in caution water is getting it into your mouth. And that's really the primary exposure. I will say that you can get allergic reactions, you can get skin rashes, not just by the toxin, but the algae itself actually contains a polysaccharide that can cause irritation of your skin, okay? So if you see algae, it can cause skin irritation all by itself. And then the second question is, does it also have a toxin problem in it, right? So we know in the caution areas that we want you to stay out and not get that incidental ingestion. Because whenever you go swimming, I'm a swimmer, you take some water in, you swallow it. You just inadvertent because you're splashing everything. So that's the main concern and caution. We're asking you to keep children away, especially if it's shallow. Definitely don't drink the water. Boiling doesn't help you with toxins. Boiling doesn't do anything to the toxin. For your pets, now, it's been definitely so true in California so far. We haven't really seen a lot of human impacts so far. They've seen in Florida, Utah, Ohio, the human impacts, but we have seen some deaths of dogs. And again, this is primarily because one, we let our dogs probably drink the water, right? They're thirsty, they're gonna drink it. And then the other thing they do is they go in and they get it all over their fur. And then what do? They go out, they clean themselves, right, by licking their fur. So this is something that's really important. I know how important my dog is to me. You don't want, you know, the pets are really one of those sensitive populations, if you will, just from an exposure point of view. If you get fish from in these areas, and I don't know if you guys fish off the docks at all, or if you do, we're recommending that you can eat it at the caution level. And the shell, but don't eat the shellfish, but eat when you clean the guts out. And don't eat the guts, throw them away. So the next level up is the danger level. And let's have, what's the signage again? This is some signage that's been developed by the state. And so now at this higher level, this is about the 20, they're saying, you know, don't get in the water, don't really interact with the water. Now I will say, you know, I know most of you have boats and you get some incidental water exposure, you know, just getting in and out of your boat. I don't think that's a problem. I also don't think it's a problem necessarily. I think you get, I get on a water scooter too, but not a lot. And I think you do get a little bit wet, like when you're on a water scooter, but you're going very slowly out to get where you can go faster. I don't think that's a problem either. But we don't want you, if we had the algae problem, out where you're, you know, you're really getting the jet ski going. No, we wouldn't want you to do that jet ski action. But again, I don't think it's really a problem if you're getting on your jet ski, you know, putts out to where you can, you know, put it in the full blast, okay? Again, lots of caution. There's been a lot of concerns. You don't have to call a domestic animal. I mean, a livestock, but again, lots of issues around livestock. Don't let your pets in. Now, at this level, we're recommending you don't eat the fish. And that's what the state is saying to us. And again, the condition of if you were so inclined to want to use water to drink it, it's not good and you can't boil it down. So what does this mean? Because now if we go back to the map, you know, clearly there's some, I mean, here we have three spots where we said it was, you know, about 20 and one that wasn't. So what are you going to say? I mean, my thing is all of this is just the best guidance we can. I think you guys have to take this information and decide what is, are you comfortable with individually? I mean, my sense is that we don't have data over here. We don't know what that is. But if you see something in the water that looks like it's blooming algae, I would say stay out. You know, you don't want to get it in your mouth. You don't want to consume it. And that's just the easiest information, even if we don't have data for you. Minimize exposure, and really, for the pet thing, for now, you know, don't let your pets interact with the water. I mean, if they do get in the water somehow, you know, pets are in the water, you need to wash them off.
wash them off with clean water, your tap water, your hose, get them cleaned off. But yeah, so generally speaking, I would proceed with caution in how you interact with the water now. I mean, I am not an expert yet, but my understanding of these things, we are having a meeting tomorrow. Supervisor Pico is calling a meeting with some folks in CSD, the Reclamation District. We're going to have a state water board there. We're trying to, you know, also look at, well, how can we continue to monitor? So can we see, if we can see that these, hopefully the algae will go away, and maybe there's some mitigation measures that can help it go away. But for now, you know, my advice and our advice from the state, from where we're getting from the actual experts, I'm just learning to be an expert in there, is that, you know, I would be cautious, and I would advise you to follow the guidance that's out here and says, basically minimize the noise around people's lives. Okay? And let me see, oh, let me just, one more thing, and I'm sorry. The only other thing I would say is, we are not health experts. The website has some really great information, also has some more referrals to other websites that have the state health department, the state water board website, the feds. If you have a health concern, we recommend that you definitely call your health, and when you go to your doctor and talk to them, they can also call the health officer. We have health officers at the hospital. And the other great resource is the Poison Control Center. We have, we provide the information for the Poison Control Center's number on our website. I know they just had over 300 people get sick in Utah, around the Utah Lake, and the Poison Control Center was the one that took all those health concern calls and really provided some great information to the folks that call there. So with that, now I'll make questions.
Did you guys take any samples out of the fast water?
No, we didn't. And I, you know, I don't know, has anybody seen, you know, anything that looks like a blue green algae out there? I mean, I think that's one of the questions tomorrow, whether we should sample just to say it's not there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if has anybody seen anything out there?
I haven't. I'm just wondering, can it float out there or travel out there? You know what I mean?
It probably can. I mean, my understanding is what happens is the aerated water, it doesn't like aerated water. So it really likes the stagnant water when there's not. And I think that's partly why We thought, actually, visually, that our staff who took the sample up here on Willow Lake, we thought we'd actually come back with a positive, and it would have some value, and we were surprised it wasn't. But we understand that there's aeration that happens in that water, and so maybe that's a part of it. So moving, and we're, you know, the water that flowing in and out is good, so I think, again, that's probably why we don't see in some areas where there's just better flow in and out and during tidal changes. And I think those are all kinds of things that we can look at to maybe help with it. But I think that's a good idea that, and we can bring that, I think we already talked about a little bit, is whether we should sample out there just to say, hopefully it's not a problem.
So has this never happened before? I mean, I've been out here 30 years, I've never seen this happen before, and I've never heard of anybody getting sick, or why is all of a sudden this?
Well, definitely the heat helps, and that's what they're seeing across the country is that.
Yeah, because it's across the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, the media is focusing in on, the, you know, Discovery Bay, because that's our local, you know, area. And, I mean, you've got a few spots that you've tested, and some of them are in an area that's where you're taking a glob and testing that glob, and then there's all the waterways around that glob. I hate to see communities panic too. And so how do you balance that a little bit? That, yeah, be aware, but, you know, everybody should go in hibernation and, you know, not move on with their lives either. So, I mean.
Right. I do think it's nice that, you know, there's some concern about jumping, you know, swimming in the water now, but the nice thing is that you can go the fast water. I think it's probably fairly safe. So. But I do think, and this is temporary, this is not going to last forever. I know you guys had a little bit of a problem with it last year because we came out and sampled there. But it was not a very big area. I mean, our staff had sampled last year, going, wow, this is a much bigger problem this year. And again, I think it's because we've had much warmer weather. Yeah.
So will we be posting caution signs to help all of Discovery Bay, or just where you're testing?
Okay, so the way it works with class is it's hard to post something that we don't own. So we're going to work with the Harbor Master and try to post those public areas. My sense is for your private comfortable home, I try to do a direct mailing to everybody. But you,
And then we're going to try to do some access so that people come in on boats, because that's another public access area. But there'll probably be some signage there. If you guys have suggestions to us, but, I mean, we can't really post your docks, right?
Yeah, so do we plan on testing all of the bays? And how do we know that this is a current tidal area? How do we know that the tests that were taken 2 weeks ago are still active right now?
That's exactly right. I mean, in the state system, they recommend sampling weekly. But you can imagine weekly sampling all over in those different bays. So we're going to have to think about that. That's why we're going to talk to the State Water Board to do that tomorrow, too, to think about what is a great good strategy about going forward. And as they say, clearly what they say now is they don't sample anymore. They just say, if you see it, don't get in the water. It's more of a visual thing.
I live on Willow Lake, and there's like these pillowy green monkey things there. It was kind of a perfect storm. We got our lake lowered to treat the aquatic weeds. And then they turned off the pumps to, for the aeration. And then it got to be the hottest days of the year. It's a perfect storm. Then when they tried to turn the pumps back on, the fuses blew and blah, blah, blah. Now the water is still very low. And so the temperature is still very high. And we keep seeing the algae growing more and more. Is it harmful for waterfowl?
For waterfowl?
Ducks, geese.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, we've seen it. In fact, I was seeing some of the highest levels that we saw was in the marina, and we saw all the ducks right in it. So, yeah. I'd like to get back to you. I have to tell you, I'm not the expert on this, but I'm happy to get back to you all to see if they've seen it. In fact, we do know that the insects, when they've seen algal blooms die off and they sink to the bottom, they actually can go to the ocean to see if they see a fish kill off, too. So I don't know. I mean, my sense is they might see a fish kill off.
Dead fish, yeah. But that black dot is far away from my house. Do they test more than one place in the world?
No, as you say, at this point, this is all the data. We were seeing all the data that we have. And again, we did that. We were called in because of some concerns and complaints, and that actually is the individual up there was somebody that was concerned about what they saw there.
I called last week, and they said they tested more than one spot in Willow Lake and gave my location. They said they would come off the test, and I haven't seen anybody come off the test on my own.
Okay. I'd be happy to take your info if it wasn't our office. Was it our office?
Yes.
Okay.
He might have been saying that he was swimming for 3 days straight, came into the house and went straight, but walked for 3 days, came in the house. He was hospitalized for a whole week with numbness from the waist down. The neurologist thinks that it was caused by the algae because it started a couple hours after we were swimming, and he's a healthy person. And so, I mean, you can't say 100% that that's what caused it, but it's something like she's favoring that that's what caused it. And he's still numb from the waist down. He can walk now, but
And the other thing I wanted to say about this, the other aspect of sampling is, I mean, we can tell you not to get on the water base just in these microcystin results, but the reality is there actually are other toxins as well, some of which are neurological and impact, like antitoxin, there's a really hard one to say, salivrospiroxin, I think is the way you say it. It's also acts neurologically. So, the reality is that it might be another aspect of what we would want to monitor for is do we also see other toxins. Microcystin tends to be the most prevalent one, but we can also are thinking about looking for some of the other toxins as well, which would help when you're trying to respond to a health concern like that.
And
that
toxin should be covered.
Yeah, might I suggest, it looks like most of the questions asked, but we do have a room in the back.
Okay.
And so that we can carry on. If you would like to adjourn, anybody that has questions, I'm sure the doctor would like to be back and answer any other questions that you might have. Stay in the room as long as you want.
I guess I have one more question to you. So really, ask so many of us, I mean, when can we expect a plan from the city or the town as to how residents should respond and what the next steps are? Because I think there's a lot more people that are here that are asking questions through Facebook or next door that think we're going to have a lot more questions beyond what was shared here tonight.
And the unfortunate thing is we don't have jurisdiction over the water at all. It's Reclamation 800 has that.
Okay.
We're here and we want to communicate and be a conduit for information. It's still pretty new as far as what we know, and that's why we've asked the health department to come out and supervise it. As they get more information, we will put it on our website. I'm not sure how else we can get any other information. I'm sure the newspapers can do some things. I think pretty much from my standpoint is just use common sense. If you see it in the water, don't go near it. If it's not in the water, it's nothing that's invisible. It's just not floating everywhere out there. You know, it's common sense kind of thing. But don't swim throughout.
And I will just say, this stuff will die off. I mean, that is the way algal blooms, and my understanding is like a 2 or 3 week time period, unless there's, especially if there's not a perfect storm and everything's still being there, the heat, the nutrients, and stuff. But the toxins, which are then released when the algae die, can be there beyond the time period that you'll see the algae. So just so you know, when you see the algae die off, don't immediately jump right in the water. My endless price share some of this message to you. You know, give it some time to still kind of get the toxins flushed out of there too. But we can definitely, we're trying to put it on our website, but we have a frequently asked question, we can add to it. I'm trying to put stuff on Nextdoor, Facebook. So we'll try to, if you have any other ideas about that stuff. And I want to be cognizant too.
Well, my question is really for you or somebody else. When are they going to raise the little lake back up to?
That's right, raise 800.
They want to start. It's going south 3 inches and left. So that takes time. It's a 100-acre lake.
That's a little less, Catherine. Thank you so much.
Is it something that I could answer?
Well, I just wanted to add something that everybody can hear. This high ride up on Wisconsin and Minnesota, this is pretty prevalent in those areas. And what they've done is they've put high concentration of hydrogen peroxide. So I do want to put that out there that it is a natural cleaning thing. People brush their teeth with it. I don't know if it's going to be helpful to me to hydrogen peroxide.
So the State Water Board, I talked with them today, and that was one of the treatment techniques they think is looking at some policy, but again, how do you get it into each of these little nooks and crannies?
We may have to be as
so
residents.
I think we'll, again, try to provide some, by talking with the administrators and others, we'll get back to it, but I think that's the next step for the Johnson County.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor, awesome. For the update, and again, yeah. Again, for anyone that'd like to ask a few more questions, feel free to go on back and stay as long as you'd like. Okay, at this time, we're going to move on to committee reports. Do we have any transplant or county planning? We'll move on to consent calendar. I'd like to add item F2 and F3 to the consent calendar if there's no objection. Do I hear a motion to
do what?
F2 and F3.
Yeah. No problem with that.
Okay. Any? Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
It's approved. Manager's report. Recreation update. Excuse me, we'll go back to F1.
Thank you very much. The district has utilized Ludorf and Scalamini Consulting Engineers for a number of years and has entered into individual contracts for their services. What I have before you is a proposed contract for general engineering services at an amount not to exceed $60,000 for the fiscal year of beginning July 1st. And what that does is two things. One is it allows the district to avoid the issue of having to do an individual contract for a single issue that might take $3,000 or $4,000. But the other thing that it does that is really very important, and as you know, as we went through the budget process and we were evaluating the capital improvement program and the cost for the districts, and There is a water side of the house, and there is a wastewater side of the house. And it is really critical that we have an engineering firm that is really looking long range out for the best interest of, when I say the district, the community, looking out for our assets and evaluating things and taking a proactive look. And this really sends a message to this firm that we want them to take on that role as well. It is no more money than what they have spent last year on individual projects, but I think that getting them under contract does send a different message and a different approach for them that I think will serve us well.
Thank you. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board for any discussion. I hear a motion.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Now we'll go to item G1, recreation program update.
Mac,
yes,
you're
sir.
On.
There
keep
is.
Walking forward.
Keep walking.
Keep
walking.
Keep going forward. All right.
Hey, good evening. All right, so as you recall, the beginning of this summer, that we came up, we talked about the safety of the aquatics program, how safety obviously is a top priority for the town of Discovery Bay. We kind of talked about doing a reduced schedule just so we can kind of meet the criteria of best practices. Although we went through all of that, the impact to the community, at least for folks coming through the door here, was not very substantial. There might have been a couple, maybe three folks that weren't necessarily real happy. But having the splash pad, thanks to Brian and his crew, was obviously an asset because when you're not open on Wednesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday, and that's the day it's 105 degrees, you can splash pad. So that definitely was a good option. But I am pleased to report through all the efforts of all of the town employees that our best practices are now being met. Our staffing levels are up where they need to be. The staff is being actively managed. They're getting regular training on a regular basis. We still have a couple of months to go, but I'm really pleased and excited to say we're on our way. Planning will start in the next few weeks for 2017, making sure we get our staffing levels up to where they need to be. So we'll be back to a full, hopefully, 7-day-a-week operation next summer. Any questions on the aquatics piece?
Good job.
No, thank you. It was tough. We had some good people working really hard to make that happen. So. And then just for summer programs themselves, everybody knows school started yesterday. Yay, kids are back in school. But we've had a great summer. We've had about 500 plus people come through our programs this year. Have all different kinds of programs going. Unfortunately, the British soccer camp didn't go. We were really bummed. They were excited that we had like one sign up. So I don't know, maybe everybody in town is pretty good at soccer. We don't need the assistance. But we've got a lot of other programs coming up. Kids Love Soccer, Kitty Sports, some youth and adult dance programs will start up here pretty soon. The tennis program's been pretty successful with the kids out there. I think Catherine, the Liberty High School girls team is out there now. I think they practiced a bit when it was 105 last week, so they're tough girls. And youth martial arts, and we've got driver safety ed, and we've got Zumba classes going. So we've got a nice spread of everything that still has yet to happen over the next couple of months, and we're still more excited about everything that's going on. Any questions? Yeah, okay. In fact, I posted today, one of our friends, I think it's Wellington, came with his owner today. If you go on our Facebook page, you can view Wellington. And right there, what are they, sheepdogs? Yeah, I think they are. Apparently, Wellington just got a haircut. I'm like, wow. Wellington still looks pretty hot. So. But anyway, check out our Facebook page as well.
Thank you. And I just want to commend Mac. You know, Mac was, we were lucky that someone who was had a full service in recreation, delivering it on behalf of the public, is willing to spend some and work on a part-time basis. We're getting far more than part-time work out of him, far more value than that. He's really just brought an immense amount of effort and concern for the community of Discovery Bay, and I appreciate all of his professionalism. And then, I just have to call out again, Brian has been a good partner and helper making sure those physical plants are running as well as they can, and they're a good team together, so it works well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate all your effort.
Thank you,
Brian. Okay, with that, we're going to move to the I don't see any informational items. There's no more presentations. Any reports from the directors? I have nothing. Seeing none, we'll move to general manager's report.
I just have one item, and that is to make sure that everyone knows that the town of Discovery Bay, our community services district, was recently recognized as a California District of Distinction by the Special Leadership Foundation. This certification was first received in 2014, and we were able to renew that certificate. And again, that's one of 32 special districts out of over 2,000 special districts in the state. The committee members who evaluated the district are volunteers of other special districts, controllers, people that are retired general managers, those with a lot of know-how in how a district is run. It does require education and effort on the part of the board to have all of the proof of training beyond what is normally required in ethics, prevention, harassment prevention, conflict of interest, et cetera, and governance. And the town will receive, be formally recognized as a district of distinction at the annual CSDA conference, which is being held in San Diego this year. The district will be called up and will receive the formal presentation at that time.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to commend staff for making all of that happen. That's a big task. Next item, District Lead.
No report.
Subcommittee updates. We had one today. Kevin, would you like to give us a quick update on water meter?
Yeah, we had a water wastewater committee meeting today, which had many subjects, but the most important one was the discussion on the implementation of the water meters and how that's going to be done and the logistics involved in the scheduling. Staff's come up with a really good schedule. We're moving forward. We'll have an RFP coming out soon and be taking some prices from contractors, and then we will start the necessary and complicated procedure of making sure that all these get installed, people get charged correctly, that we have the respect for people's personal property that needs to go along with the project. And that, to me, I think that was really the most important thing on the agenda. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's,
That's an important factor. Thank you.
We've got a couple of projects coming up that we're in the planning stage this time. But water meters are a hot item at the committee and the panel. Okay, any future agenda items?
Not right at the moment.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Second. All those in favor?